Trel be'ezra shem we learned of ayin zayin masechta zivamos. The topics we're learning about include binyanav, also known as mamatzinu. One of the yud gimel midas shatorah nedreshes b'hem is the binyanav, which means that if halacha is stated in one place in the Torah, it can be applied to other comparable laws and situations, unless we find a reason to differentiate, known as a pircha. A tzar hashav is when we find that two cases have a certain din, and each of these cases has its own unique reason for that din. Therefore, we cannot derive a halacha from each one independently. However, since each one has a different reason, we don't say that those are the cause for their din. Rather, we say that the tzar hashav, the shared reason that they both have, is the cause for their din. Therefore, any other case that has that shared reason can be derived from those two cases, even if it doesn't have either of their unique reasons, unless we find a pircha to differentiate between the new halacha and the other two. By an amoni who did an isser and married a Yisraelis, there is a machlekes. One opinion holds bitoy kshera, a daughter born from the marriage is allowed to marry a kohen, and one opinion holds bitoy psula, a daughter born from their marriage is not allowed to marry a kohen. By a mitzvah adami that is usher to marry a Yisraelis up till the third generation, there's a machlekes. The Chacham hold that this applies to both Zecharim and Nekevis. Rabbi Shimon holds that this only applies to Zecharim, but Nekevis mutaris miyad.